Blog Talk Radio.
Pray on today that you'll minister to our hearts. Help us, oh God, to seek you like never before. Seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you on today for our families. We thank you, oh God. We pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every principality and power and wickedness in high places on today, God. We thank you on today, God, and we pray on today that you'll minister to our hearts. Oh, God, draw us to the foot of the cross and saying, what must we do to be saved, God? Before time is too late, you sent your son, oh, God, to save your people from their sins on today, God. We pray that we'll say a word, oh, God, that you'll speak through my lips of clay and touch my heart and minister to those, oh, God, that hear the words in this last hour that you're soon to come. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil is defeated on today, and God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him on today. We praise him on today. He's worthy on today. Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you, oh God. As I said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, there's so much that's been going on for, you know, from year to year, and God is trying to draw us closer to him. He's constantly ministering to our hearts and our lives every day, and I thank him on today. Every day with Jesus gets sweeter than the day before. On last week, we talked about the invisible kingdom that is now visible. We can see the things that are taking place in around about us in this last hour. We can see the traps and the trick of the enemy because God is exposing everything. He said, we read last week, there is nothing hidden. Oh, nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. He's uncovering things. In this dark, dun, and evil world, he's still the light of the world. Oh, he's still the light of the world to those that are still holding up righteousness in an unrighteous society on today. And I want to come from, Psalms 9 and 17 right now. We're going to talk about things that are visible around about us, but this is why we're where we are today in this nation,
Because we have turned our hearts away from God. We have turned our hearts away from truth. Oh, my God. Nothing but the truth will make you free, keep you free. Nothing else would do. Oh, nothing else would do. None but the righteous shall see God. He didn't say the unrighteous. You got to be righteous. You got to live holy. You got to live right. I know people not talking about repentance and cleansing from unrighteousness. And, you know, now, you know, it's out here where you just do whatever you want to do. No, no, no. You don't want to do that. You can, but I don't think you want to do that because the wages of sin, the pay for the sin that you're in, is death. Separation from God, the true and living God. God sent his son, Jesus, to restore us back. Restore us back to God. Oh, yes. And this nation have turned their hearts away from truth. The light of the world is Jesus. And now it's like the darkness has appeared, you know, and they want the light to be gone. Don't want Jesus no longer. Oh, my God. Yes, but we must stick with the word of God, biblical truth. Nothing else will do, y'all. No imitation. Oh, you need the real thing. Nothing but the real thing. Jesus, he's the real thing. He's the best thing that could ever happen to you. The best thing. Psalms 9 and 17 says, and this is why we're where we are today. I'm going to try to take my time. I get so anxious and I get so upset when I see what's taking place in this nation with the violence and with filling the land and so much. Just every day you hear something bad, you know, suicide on a rampage. I mean, young people dropping dead left and right. Their hearts are failing them. They are young. I mean, it's so much stuff going on. It said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forgets God. Oh, yeah. It said all the nations that forgets God shall be cast into hell. I know now, you know, everybody saying, you know, trying to do away with hell, everybody going to heaven. You can live any kind of way, do anything, say anything, go anywhere, and you're going to make it to heaven. You're going to live like the devil, do everything he tells you to do, going to heaven. No, the word of God said, a nation that forgets God. I'm telling you, the light in America, where is it? Darkness is everywhere. And you can see it. It's visible. It's for you to see. You know, it's visible. You can see it with your eyes. You see. You see who and what is behind this world darkness. The Antichrist spirit. The Antichrist agenda. It's amongst us. It's here. Okay, let's go to, trying to set a foundation here because I know people don't believe no more. But let's go to Revelation 12 and 9. It says, and the dragon was cast out. Oh, the devil don't exist. He don't exist though, right? The word, we're going to tell you what the word says. The word of God says, and that great dragon was cast out, old serpent, called the devil and Satan. He got many names, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. So where are we living at? You live on the earth? We're living on the earth, y'all. So the devil was cast out to the earth. And then we can go to Job right quick. Cast out to the earth. We always need a foundation for people to understand, you know, really understand where I'm trying to go here. And Job. Job Let's go to Job 2.
I want you to understand what's taking place right in front of your eyes. It's visible, y'all. It's visible. You can see the hands of the enemy. Chapter 2 and verse 2, it said, "The Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou?" Asking the question. And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and forth in the earth and walking up and down in it." Oh, you say he don't exist. That's not what this word says. Satan told you he's walking to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. That's what he's saying, whom he may destroy. And he's doing a good job of that. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. That's in John 10:10. I would like for you to go back to these scriptures as we give them to you. You know, I don't want you taking no word from my mouth, just my mouth, but I want you to go and read it for yourself. Be like a Berean Christian. Go and search the scripture and see if it's so. And it said in Job 1 and 7 said, and the Lord said, he talking to Satan again, he said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord again and said, from going forth to and forth in the earth and walking up and down in it. Oh, yes. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth, perfect and upright man, one that fears God and eschew evil. And what God said to Job, feared God, and he was a perfect man, and he eschewed evil, he avoided evil. I mean, what's going on? What's going on? The Antichrist spirit is around us. Anti means to be against. Why are we now against Jesus Christ? Because Satan, the deceiver, was cast out to the earth. And he's blinding your eyes, and he's blinding your mind, and he's trying to put your eyes out where you can't see the hands of the enemy. But the Antichrist is any spirit that goes against Christ, against his word, against against him, against Jesus. People don't want to hear you talk about Jesus. This is the Antichrist spirit. Anything that goes against Christ is anti-Christ. Anti-against. Mean to be against Christ. And people are against God's word. You know, you got some people, you know, that's, you know, now, you know, they're coming out with all this new age stuff where it's not new, but it's new age. You know, I am God. You know, Shirley MacLaine, she used to stand, which is a new ager, used to stand in the middle of the water and spin around and say, I am God. That's new age. People, they knew this even way back. We're not God. If we're God, then we don't need God. We're not God. We ain't made no heaven and we ain't made no earth. You ain't made no moon and you ain't made no stars. What have you made? Nothing. Apart from him, you can do nothing. We just read to you all last week in Psalms 100 and verse 3. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. He made us. He made us for his glory. He made us for his purpose. God made you. He wants to use you. The enemy knows that God has great things for you. But now, you know, this new age and this Antichrist spirit everywhere and things done been turned upside down. Right is wrong and wrong is right. The word of God warned us of these times that was coming, that they will be calling right, wrong, and wrong, right. These seducing spirits, these spirits that's tickling your ear away from truth, these itching ear doctrine, these itching ear teachings that people saying things that people wants to hear.
to say what the Bible says. Get back to the Word of God. First John 4 and verse 8. If the Word don't save you, you won't be saved, I'm telling you. If the Word don't change your life, you won't be changed. Nothing but the truth. God's Word will set you free and keep you free. And the Word of God said, he whom the Son of God set free, is free indeed. But you want to know that the enemy don't want you to be free. He knows that Antichrist is on the scene. He's coming to deceive you. He's coming to kill you, destroy you, and to take you out. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. He don't want you to have life with Christ. You know, as long as you're not doing what the Bible says, you're on Satan's side and you don't even know it. Because as long as you're not worshiping Jesus, you're not worshiping God, you're on his side. That's what he wants, worship. And as long as you're in worshiping Christ, he's just sitting back laughing at you. Out of all the things that God has done for us, we're now forsaken the one that brought us out. Nobody brought you out. When he healed your body, when Jesus healed your body and you were sick, some of us was on our deathbed and God raised you up. It was nobody but the Lord. And we soon forgotten. Oh, we made promises to God. Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, if you save my soul, I'll run on and see what the end going to be. And somewhere along the line, by not watching and praying and keeping your guard up, you got sidetracked. You're not out of the race. Now you got to do your first works all over again. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Job 4 and 8 says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. I want you to know that, you know, real love don't hide. And real love don't betray you. Real love don't cover up. But real love, action speaks louder than your words. Because, you know, Judas, perfect example. He walked with God, prayed with him. The Judas kiss. Oh, yeah, so you think everybody kissing you, loving you? Oh, no. Oh, no, this perfect example. But he betrayed the Lord. And these people have turned their backs away from God. He's brought us out, and now you turned your back on him. You're betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. You're forsaking him. You turned away from truth. Judas. He was bewitched. And somebody's bewitching you today that you don't believe like you used to. You don't believe God's word no longer. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1, it said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It takes a person. It takes a person, a leader, a pastor that you trust, look to, that now changing God's word. They bewitched you. They put a spell on your mind that you don't believe the truth no longer. It says, who has bewitched you? A person. Who has bewitched you? Somebody bewitched Judas to betray Jesus. For what? 30 pieces of silver. People are betraying God for money, for fame, your name. Want to be great, thinking you're God now. He said, they have, who has been with you that you should not obey the truth? Why are we no longer obeying God's word? He said, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. You? Who tricked you? Who put in a spell over your mind that truth is no longer truth now? Righteousness is no longer righteous now, and doing the right thing is no longer in now. But just do whatever you want to do and think it's pleasing unto the Lord. No, he said righteousness. None but the righteous. None but the holy. Holiness and righteousness. Just be careful. None but the righteous. We got to live right. We got to do the right thing. We got to get back to the Word of God. It's visible right in front of your face. Pick your Word up and read it. Second Peter, let's read that. It says, oh, I get so disturbed when I see all the things that have taken place, how the changes. I've been saved for over 40-something years, and this is the worst. Because you know what? Time is winding out. Jesus is soon to come. These are the signs. He told us to watch and pray and stay alert. Oh, yes. 2 Peter 3:3 and verse 5. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, y'all. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world and the ungodly. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. My God is trying to get us ready. He's trying to get you to return before time is too late. Oh, yes. Verse 1 says, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false prophets, false teachers among you. We have them today, y'all. Everybody holding up their hands, you know, to Jesus. They don't really have a love for him. False teachers, in and everything go. Is woman dower loose everywhere? Preachers standing in the pulpit with their breasts out, tight skirts, tight dresses, everything. Everything. Flesh everywhere. Displeasing to God. He said many false prophets are among the people. Even there shall be false teachers among us today. Now they're saying, you know, out with the old, in with the new. God's doing something new. God doing something different from what his word's saying. Now they're saying you, I mean, Jake's daughter talking about evolving and, oh, my God. I mean, like we just like all of a sudden we just came from out of nowhere, out of the cosmos, out of the atmosphere. You know, come on now. He said, I knew you before I even formed you in your mother's belly, in her womb. Yeah. And now with these false teachers and preachers that crept in, because you weren't paying attention, they crept in unaware to turn your heart away from truth. Now we got a lot of false prophets and false teachers all around about us, talking about God doing a new thing. Now, it's not one way. It's many ways to God. And it's not you got to give up your will to follow him. There is goodwill to all men, peace. But there ain't going to be no peace until the Prince of Peace returns. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. I know y'all think the government running everything here, but the government shall be upon his shoulder. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming, y'all. He's coming. He said, who privately shall bring in down the bowl. Heresy, that's what we're hearing today, even what Carson Pierce years ago, you know, saying that there's no hell. All of a sudden, there's no hell. He just took it out of the Bible, just scratch it out. It don't exist. But don't you think it's strange? The only thing he took out was hell, because he wants to do what he wants to do. And everybody was saying, oh, Cotton Pierce, oh, he done lost his mind. And now, you know what he had said even back then? He said, they all they believe just like me. Now, look, everybody do. Most of the people believe just like him. There ain't no hell no more. Live like the devil and go to hell. Oh, no. No, none but the righteous. You got to live holy. You got to live right if you want to see Jesus. Oh, yes. There is a standard. Morals and values going down. Coming in the house of God with holy jeans. Braids everywhere. I mean, what you call them dreads, the pastors and the preachers and, oh, my God, and what is his name, Jamal Bryan. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know. God is thinking the same as he was in Genesis when he said, you know, that he hadn't even made man. All this corruption, every wicked, evil imagination, stuff that just don't make sense, they are doing it. Here they're talking about growing weeds. On the church property, growing weed, everybody get high. When you get high, you can't think clear. I know, because I used to smoke, yeah. You're not clearly thinking. And he wants to have a clear mind, sober. He said be sober-minded, clear-minded. You ain't going to be clear-minded. And Lord have mercy. Anyway, with Jamal, he stays in the news. I mean, you know, from women, messing with women and young people in the church, and people still following these people. That's living unholy, unrighteous, and they eating it up. You love it. Choosing evil over good. Everything turned upside down. Morals, standards, everything gone. Some of these pastors coming to church, I mean, looking in the kind of way and just saying anything, I tell you, some of these restaurants you can't even go to, you know, an elegant restaurant, looking like these people standing up before the people in the church ministering. You're supposed to be ministering hope and life and change. He come to set the captive free. Those that are bound, those are yoked up and tied up and tangled up. He come to set you free. Oh, my God. You're not hearing anything about repentance and turning away from yourself. No, with this evolving and evolution and revolution, all this stuff. And, oh, my God, nobody even picking up their books and reading and finding out what is all this mess about. Living your best life now. And preachers making their own books. They got their own Bibles. Taking you away from the Word of God. Wake up. This is visible right in front of your face. The enemy is trying to destroy you. It's right in your face. A lot of these churches is just about money, money, money. You know? Prosperity. Well, the Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. You won't have to worry about prospering because he promised to take care of you. But they tell you, okay, give me $100, give me $300, all these lies that they making, and they getting rich and you getting poor. Stick with the Word of God, y'all. Wake up. It's right in your face. Don't say nothing. He ain't going to be revealed. He's showing you these pastors. He's showing you these leaders. He's showing you these people that's not preaching truth. And you want to stay blind. You want to keep the blindfolders over your eyes. Wake up. Wake up. Jesus soon to come. He's coming back for ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So anything and everybody, just do whatever you want to do today and think you're receiving truth. That's not truth. That's deception. Matthew 24. It's deception, y'all. The enemy is deceiving you. He's tricking you. Jesus is soon to come.
Oh, yes. Matthew 24 and verse 4.
And Jesus said unto them, take heed, come on, take heed,
that no man deceive you. I don't care how great their name is. And see, if the world loving you, something wrong anyway. And Lord knows you can see T.D. Jakes with everybody. The movie stars, Hollywood with a Bible. Come on now. It's right in your face. Wake up. Come on, before time is too late. He was standing up there with a woman down loose, and he said, you know, I guess some of y'all didn't pay him no mind on what he was saying, but he said, look, you're going to kiss everything you know goodbye. Oh, yes. And if you was already loose and if you was already in Christ, what else can you go and be loose back to but your old self, the old you, the old ways, the old things you used to do, now you're doing them again. You said God set you free, but you're no longer free now. You're bound because you yoked up and tied up. You don't went back to what you said God brought you, delivered you from. And if he delivered you from, it ain't for you to go back into it. He said, woman, thou loose, and TDJ said, y'all silly women. Silly women. Sure is. Sure is. Because he got all y'all half naked now. Facebook, Instagram, everybody half naked. It's like porn on your phone. Porn on your computer. He loose everything. Yeah. He did just like the serpent. Went to Eve first. Go to the women first. Yeah. And then I come back for the men. Men power, man power, and all that. Man ain't got no power. Nobody can do any. None of us have any power without Christ. We don't have nothing. We can't do nothing. You can't do nothing apart from Christ. Y'all need to wake up. Wake up. Jesus is soon to come. We got to get this stuff right. The Antichrist is going to step in at any time. Anytime. The Bible says, for many shall come in my name. Just because somebody's saying Jesus, they don't mean they're talking about the same Jesus of Nazareth. There are many people named Jesus even today. Some people name their children Jesus. But it's only one Jesus from Nazareth. And he was sent to set men from their sin, to save us, to deliver us, to restore us back. Where Adam and Eve fell, to restore us back to God. He wants to restore you back to God. Yes. He said, there are many going to be coming in my name saying that I am Christ and deceive many. That's what they're doing. They're deceiving you. They're tricking you. They're fooling you. Calling you away from truth. Oh, my God, that's the agenda of Satan. That's the agenda of the Antichrist. Lawlessness. You know, don't want you to, you know, to stand on the word of God no longer. Don't want you to stand on truth. Oh, my God. Help the church. We got to knock down this stuff. It's not right. Tell me it's a new movement and God's doing something new now. There are many ways to God. That was, and the Pope brought that in along with T.D. Jakes and Rick Warren. Y'all seen them up there with the Pope. You know? The Antichrist spirit, that's lawlessness, that's secular, which means without God, secular, secular music, you know? Anything secular is without God, honey. It's without God. Look it up. Without God. And that's what the enemy wants. He came in. He crept in unaware. These pastors, T.D. Jakes and Carton Pierce and Joel Osteen, you know, would hold up his Bible and never read it. This is what I am, what I say I am. How do you know if you don't open it up and read it? And then, yeah, with that I am, he'll be talking about him. I am
I am, and whatever I am will come after me, come looking after me. So if I'm rich, I'm going to be rich. If I'm successful, I'm going to be successful. If I want a house, a big house, and five or six cars, I am, can get it. Because I am. Oh, my God. Kirk Franklin with that I am. Oh, I mean, so many, it's so much mess out here. And because people ain't reading their Bible and ain't seeing what the Word of God is saying, they going along with this. They're going along with this foolishness. Come on. Run for your life. This is your soul. This is your family. Oh, I'm telling you, in the Word of God, let's go over here to Matthew 23 and verse 33. This is what the Lord said. He said, he called them serpents. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. And can ye escape the damnation of hell? Hell is real, y'all. Can you escape it? Can you get away? None of us gonna get away. You just can't do it and everything and think you're gonna make it to heaven. Oh no. It's not your thing. Do what you wanna do. It's not just a good will, it's God's will. God's will. God's way is the best way for you and for me. God's way. None but the righteous, y'all. None but the righteous. We need to tear down all this stuff. All this stuff that the enemy is speaking in your ear. Oh, my God. Everything under that one umbrella. That's what the enemy wants, that one umbrella. Everything to come up under that one umbrella. All of everything just come together. Everything. One world system. No, it won't. It's a misfit. It's universalism. Everything, many ways to God. And God and goodwill. No, it's God's will. He said you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. But men think they God with all this new age stuff. Yeah, which is dangerous. Because even with the Pope, like I said, with T.D. Jakes standing up there with the Pope, him and Rick Warren and, you know, standing up there with the Pope. And, you know, they're bringing in this one world religion. That means the snake worship. But didn't you see it? If you didn't, go look it up. They bound to the Pope. We ain't supposed to bow to nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ. We ain't supposed to bow to a natural man that's got to die just like you, got to give an account just like you. The Pope got to answer to God just like you. Yeah, but everybody bowing down. Even Martin Luther King's daughter, she was up there bowing down, kissing the Pope's hand. What in the world is going on? This stuff is visible, y'all. All these hidden things, they are visible now. Everything that the enemy thought he was hiding, God is exposing it now. Snake worshipers. Come together. Come on, Hindu worshipers. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think? All kinds of religions. They had the Baptists up there. They had the Presbyterian. They had the Pentecostal. Oh, yes, everybody bowing to the Pope. Under that one world religion. Yeah, non-denomination. And, oh, I mean, you can just believe whatever you want to believe, which is the Aleister Crowley doctrine. And he was one of the most wickedest men that they said ever lived. And you see, Beyonce and her husband, you know, Jay-Z, you know, he's promoting that, wearing that on his shirt, you know. Do thy will. Do your own will. That's what the devil wants you to do, your own thing. He don't want you to follow God. He don't want you to get your Bible and read it. He don't want you to seek God. He don't want you to repent from your sin and turn from your wicked ways, because he know the wages of sin is death. And that's what he wants for you. That's why you got preachers not even preaching about repentance.
You don't see nobody talking about repentance. Nobody talking about you need to be born again. No, you know why? Because that's another thing, another trigger of the enemy too, that reincarnation. You know, people, you know, feel like now they're going to forget that they ever, the things that ever happened to them, you know. We're just going to act like it never exists, you know. So now I'm just going to, you know, I was hurt by, you know, maybe a death of a loved one or, you know, and you didn't understand it, you know, so you just said, well, I blame God. So, you know, we blame God for everything, everything, you know, but you never blame Satan for nothing. Yes, devil, he tell you to do, go over there and kill so-and-so, go over there, you know, and cuss so-and-so out, you know, and we just do whatever the devil tells us to do. But when the Lord tell you, you know, to get up and go minister life to somebody, somebody that may be trying to commit suicide, feel like there's no hope, you know, they can't even hear that in the church today. You know, they can't even hear that there's hope. You enter the church at your own risk. Ain't no telling what they're going to say or do in there now. People are hurting. People need Jesus. People need the Lord. But ain't nobody pointing you to Jesus. Jesus is your only hope. Jesus is our only help. All of your help coming from the Lord. You need to call on his name. Power in that name. Deliverance in that name. The devil knows that. But if he can keep your mouth shut, if he can keep you, you know, with your mind on yourself, self-will, you know, self-servant, it's all about me. And the love of men is on wax cold. And the word of God is warning of all these things, y'all. It's visible right before your eyes. Pick up your Bible and read it. God's got a word for you. He got a word for me. Oh, yes. He wants to set you free from the hands of the enemy. Let's go to 2 Chronicles.
Lord, I just see so much. I don't claim to be a preacher now, but I am a witness for the Lord. That I am. I promise him that I will serve him till I die. And it ain't just a song either. I mean it from my heart. I love the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says, look, he's talking to us. God is talking to us. He said, look, if my people, which are called by my name, his name is Jesus, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. They seeking everything but God. God's face. You seeking everything you want for yourself. I mean, there's so much mess out here. I mean, people not satisfied with the way God made them. They changing everything, cutting this up and cutting that out, putting this in, putting that out. Oh, my God. I'm going to make myself the way I want to be. God, you didn't do a good enough job, so I'm going to make my own self. He said, oh, my God. He said, and pray and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Oh, it's a lot of wickedness. It's a lot of evil out here. It's a lot of wickedness. It's a lot of evil. Oh, my God. He said, turn from your wicked ways. Come on. Gain your chance. Then will I hear from heaven. He's going to hear you then. And he not only is he going to hear you, but look, and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This land is so sick. Oh, my God. So sick. So sin sick. Nobody wants to seek the Lord. Nobody wants to turn. Oh, my God. Oh, and Satan, he's happy. Because he already told you. We read it. He said, look, I'm seeking whom I may devour. I'm seeking. He's going to and fro in the earth. Seeing who can he find to listen to him. And not only listen to him, but to do what he said do. Oh, we see a lot of that today. It's your thing, doing whatever you want to do. Lord, have mercy on this sin-sick nation. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians.
First Thessalonians. First Thessalonians. Oh, my God. Let me get it all in. Oh, there's so much I want to say. So much you want to. You just want to. I just want to help somebody. For the eyes of, come on, just wake up. Just wake up. Shake yourself. Shake yourself before it's too late. Oh, yes. Second Timothy. Wait a minute. What is it? Second Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming. And by our gathering together unto him, not unto ourselves, but unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. It's close, y'all. It's at hand. Oh, yeah. He said, be not soon shaken in mind. Don't let nobody turn you. Don't let nobody change your mind. But that's what we are seeing today. He said, for the day of Christ is at hand, it's close. And he says, let no man, I don't care who he is, how great they think they are, I mean, the great Jakes, the great, you know, Kenneth Copeland, the great Joyce Meyer, the great, you know, all these people. It said, let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except there come a falling away. And he's not just talking about from the church or falling away from your relationship with Christ. And the man of sin be revealed, which is the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who opposes. He's against anybody that worship God, anybody call on the name of Jesus, anybody pointing you to Jesus, anybody telling you you need to seek God and turn from your wicked way. He's opposed of it. And exalteth himself above all that is called God. That's the Antichrist spirit, lawlessness. He wants you to just follow him and call God, or that is worship. No, he don't want you to worship. He don't want you to worship Christ. The Antichrist don't want you to worship Christ. He anti is against Christ, and he wants you to be against Christ. He don't want you to read God's word. He don't want you to seek God's face. He don't want you to turn from your wicked ways, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Ain't that something in the church today? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a counterfeit, y'all. It's the Antichrist spirit in the church. Telling you God doing something new now. You know, his spirit, he working something new, you know. And it said he came to abolish or get rid of the law and not fulfill it. He came to add to it. He didn't take away. He don't take away. He adds to his word. And he added to your life. He wants you to live right. He wants you to come to him while you have time. Come on. While you have time. While the blood running warm in your veins. While you're closing your right mind. While the activities of your limb. Come on. Come on, come to Jesus while you have a chance. Because, see, look, the dead can't praise him. No, the dead can't praise him. But while the blood running warm in your vein, while there's life, life in the blood of Jesus, there's life in Christ. Oh, yes. He says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Look, this is nothing new. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Look, he said he already told us these things. He's telling us again. He's repeating it because he loves us. I'm trying to get through to you because I love you. I only have to know you to love you. Just the love of Jesus Christ. He wants to love one another. Yes. said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We got to love him. You love him, you obey him. You do what he say. You don't love God and you doing in and everything, doing in and everything with your body, saying in and everything with your mouth, your tongue. I mean, you got cussing Christians now. Oh, my God. I tell you, it's just so much that we can just touch on. It is just so much that is going on in this world, in the world and out of the church and in the church, all around you. The enemy is deceiving many. Let's go to verse 8 in the same chapter. It says, and then shall the wicked be revealed, which is the Antichrist, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Oh, he's coming, y'all. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Oh, the light of the world. Light be so bright. Oh, my God. He says, even him whom cometh is after the works of Satan with all power and signs and wonders. Yeah, you see people, you know, making covenants and sacrifices today, you know, and thinking that's going to, you know, get them into heaven because you can just get in and everything here on this earth at a sacrifice of one of your loved ones. I'm telling you, people sacrificing their mama, they daddy, their loved ones, their friends. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thinking, you know, then things start happening for you. You thinking it's the sign and the wonder is of God, but it's from Satan. Satan with all power and signs and wonders, lying wonders at that. Telling you it ain't going to be no pay for what you did. But it will be. The wages of sin is there. And with all this deceptibleness of unrighteousness in whom? And them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. People don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear this, that they might be saved. I'm just trying to help you to give your life to Christ so that you can be saved and you won't be lost. God don't want any of us to be lost. He don't want you to be lost. But it's a choice. He ain't going to make you be saved either. He gave everybody free will. But why you have chance and why, you know, the word is being shared with you, open up your heart and receive the word. Don't you want to be saved? Don't you see every day? I mean, you got young people losing their lives, hip-hop rappers and all this stuff. I mean, they dying like flies. Oh, my God, selling your soul to the devil. As you sell your soul to the devil, what's left? Ain't nothing else for you. Left but hell, right? Give your life to Christ. It says right here, if you will receive the love of the truth, I'm trying to tell you the truth, that you might be saved. He don't want any to perish. We can go to Deuteronomy 30. Now see, God loves you so much, he don't want you to perish. But he give you a choice to perish. He give you, you know, a choice, a will to accept him or reject him. That's your will. But he wants you to be saved. He come to save you from your sins. Save you from yourself, from self-destruction. As I said last week, self-destruction. These people, when they commit suicide, that's self-destruction, y'all. You did it. Oh, man. And Satan be rejoicing, because the word of God said, and Isaiah said, hell has enlarged itself. It made room for you. See, hell won't make or meant for nobody but Satan and those fallen angels, those demons. That's what hell was meant for, the devil and those angels, those fallen angels that are demons. They're not angels. They're demons now. When they fell, they became demons. Like right here, Deuteronomy 31. verse 19. He said, look, this is the Lord talking to us. Look, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. He set life and death before us, honey, y'all. He said blessing and curses. Yeah. You can choose which one you want. You want life, eternal with Christ, or you want death and hell and burn, you know, fire and brimstone? Or do you want blessing or do you want curse? Do you want to be blessed by the Lord or you want to be cursed by the devil? He said, therefore, choose life. He's trying to help you out right here. He said, therefore, choose life. He's trying to tell you, you need to choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It's not just you, but for your family, your children. So that your children can live. He said, train them up in the way of the Lord. So when they get old, they won't depart from it. What in the world is going on here? Oh, my God. Let's go to 2 Timothy. I'm about finished. Well, I get stirred up. And I be trying to pour in and pour in and pour in and try to shake you and wake you. Oh, my God. To see the hands of the enemy. He don't love you. He want to kill you. He want to destroy you. He want to take you to hell with him. That's why hell has enlarged itself, made room for you. But God, we just read, he said, he'd rather that you choose life. He's trying to help you out. He don't want you to perish. He don't want any to perish. He loves you. But it's your choice. Your choice. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 18. Oh, let's see, 13. 2 Timothy. Hold up, baby. My grandson just came in. No. 2 Timothy. I'm about finished. Yes. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It said worse and worse, y'all. It said the evil men and seducers. And that's what they have done. They're seducing you. Did anybody get you to turn away from God and turn from righteousness to unrighteousness? That's a seducer. Somebody take you over. It said the evil men, the wicked men. That's what it's talking about, wicked. It said evil, but it's evil, wicked men. And seducers, somebody to change you over, turn you over, turn you out, shall wax worse and worse. This don't sound like a revival to me. It says, and grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It's my grandson. And being deceived. Thank God. In verse 16, let's go down. I'm about to finish here. No, maybe I need to go back up. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. He told us to give it up, y'all. He told us to continue. Keep it. The things you've been taught. Don't listen to this mess. Oh, and when he said, when they say he's over here, he said, go not. Don't go. He's over there. Oh, the crowd is over here. Oh, they doing, all everybody doing it. Everybody doing it, something wrong with it anyway. Because, see, he said that wide road, many are going to be on that road, but few be on that straight and narrow path. That's why I want to be on that straight and narrow path, trying to make heaven my home. He said, but continue thou in the things. Continue. Don't give it up, but contend for the faith, which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learnt them. And that from a child, I'm sitting down here. I can't see. Let me turn the light on. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture. Oh, yes. Ain't no book like this holy book. I don't care if T.D. Jakes and all them making their own Bibles. You can look it up. The LBGT, whatever. They got a Bible. Everybody got a Bible. Everybody writing books. As if the Bible ain't enough. Get that and read that. Study that and stop studying other people's lives and what happened in their life. Everybody got a story. But we need to stick with the Word of God. These holy men these words was given to holy men. And these are the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise and unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. And it says right here in 16, all Scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. You'll benefit from it for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, to correct you. Reproof for correction. People don't want to be correcting no more. People don't want to be reproved either. Leave me alone. I'm all right, just like I am. Don't want to be told nothing. Oh, my God. But somebody crying out for you, somebody praying for you. Oh, my God. You don't know how blessed you are when somebody's standing in the gap for you. Then somebody don't want to see you die and go to hell. Then somebody want to see you make heaven your home. He says, for instructions in righteousness. It didn't say in unrighteousness. This is what the Scripture is for. But ain't nobody preaching it. Ain't nobody preaching repentance, corrections, you know, getting right. Nobody, no, they don't want to hear that. No, we don't want to hear that. We just want to do what ever want to do with whoever want to do it, as long as we want to do it, and still make it. No, but the word said instruction in righteousness, y'all. The word being preached to you, you know, will bring correction and direction. That's what he wants to do. He wants to correct us and bring direction in your life. And you know what? He ain't going to drive you, but he will guide you. Lead you and guide you into all truth. That's what this word will do. That a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Yes. Oh, yes. For the time will come, which is right now, when they won't endure. Won't listen and do a sound teaching. No, people don't want this. No, God's doing a great new thing. We don't have to do that no more. We don't have to look like that no more. We don't have to, you know, we don't look modest no more. We just get up and go. Hair sticking up straight on your head. You know, no morals, no values. I mean, just anything goes. You know, get up and just. I mean, there was a time you just couldn't even get people to even go out the house looking like they look. They come out with their pajamas on, with your pajamas made for the bed and room. Now, oh, my God, people got their robe on, their bedroom shoes. Oh, my God, in the grocery store. Oh, my God. Oh, it's their itching in. I just want to do what I want to do and not be told nothing. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, sound teaching. For after their own lust, that's what's getting everybody in trouble. The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. It said, but after their own lust, shall they heed to themselves teachings, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from truth. That's what's wrong today. People have turned their ears away from truth and shall turn unto fables, untrue stories, just made up stuff. People just make up anything now and add Jesus to it. I tell you, I done heard so much stuff, holy hip-hop. Now you done put holy to that, holy rap. Oh, my God. we're living in such an evil time, a deceptive time. Well, right is wrong and wrong is right. It's visible right in your face for you to see. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Lord, we thank and praise you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray, God, that I said something that will touch somebody's heart, prick their hearts away from evil, prick their eyes away from unclean things, oh, God. You said touch not the unclean things, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that you will minister to someone that want to be saved. Renew their mind, oh, God, a changed heart, a changed life, a changed walk, a changed talk. Oh, my God. Minister to us in a special way. Help us, oh, God. Be ready when you come for the ready church. In Jesus' name, and the devil's defeated, God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. This is the ready church. Be ready when Jesus comes. You don't know when he's coming, so stay ready. If you get ready, and you'll be ready, and then you need to stay ready. Okay? Ready church. God bless you. Thank you.